That's the music for Tim and Scrooge, a new show that's scheduled to open soon in New York, hopefully to thunderous applause. Before the curtain rises, however, it's work, work, work for the cast and crew in Broadway rehearsal studios like this one. Jennifer Paulson-Lee, the show's choreographer and associate director, takes a few moments to teach me something about the special language of the theater.
To get to a result, the finished product, the show that someone has paid money to go see, the actors have to go through these rehearsals and develop the heart of their character. We call it the process. It's their preparation from the minute you get the script in your hand to when you open. Everyone has their own process.
But even before any actors say a line, a show's director and creative staff must develop a firm sense together for how the show will ultimately look and sound. Ms. Paulson-Lee says that's a process in itself, complete with its own jargon.
You talk about the whole overall structure of the piece, the concept, and the way in which you're going to tell the story, the arc of the show, where the high points are, where the low points are. We talk about when we stop for applause, or we're going to go for a button. A button is the final pose, it's the final picture, ta-da, essentially, that ends the number. And the button is...
Number?
A number is a song. You have to button the number. That sends everyone to rousing applause, we hope, and then the actor breaks the applause. That's a term that we use when he steps in and continues the show. So he rides the applause. There's another one. You ride the applause when it peaks. You break it with movement or the actor starts to speak.
Ms. Paulson-Lee says that an actor who overacts looking for attention or applause is said to be chewing the scenery.
Actors who chew the scenery are just very either loud or hysterical. They typically steal the scene away from the leading actor who's supposed to be leading the scene.
You divert attention away, you mean?
Yes, that's a nice way of putting it. Stealing is really the most appropriate way.
The conversation in a scene on stage may seem spontaneous, but its pacing is carefully contrived by dividing a scene into beats.
And that is when one aspect of the scene has been in a completion. You finish talking about a subject, or you change a subject, and those turns in the conversation are called beats. Then those are as determined by the director and the actor, together or the director.
In the theater, as in everyday life, it's wise to expect the unexpected. Ms. Paulson-Lee says that when that happens in a good way...
It just becomes gold. Gold. And that's the undefined magic that is what theater really is.
Ms. Paulson-Lee experienced that gold recently during auditions for a stage production of A Tree Grows in Brooklyn. Scores of actresses had tried out for the role, but none seemed to be a good fit.
So this girl walks into the audition. She had sparkly eyes, she's very shapely, and all she did was smile. And we knew that was it. She was perfect, just perfect. And we said, that's it, she's gold. Because she was going to bring to our show the spark that you couldn't define. You had to just see it.
Jennifer Paulson-Lee acknowledges that sometimes theater critics fail to find any gold in a production, so they kill it in the reviews.
That means that they use such language that tears apart the utter core of the show, which means that no one's going to want to go and buy a ticket for your show. They can pan the show. Panning means, bad, don't waste your time. They can eat it up. That means they love it. To sum it all up, you want to make sure you get a grand curtain call. When the actors come out and they take their bow and you get an ovation, a standing ovation, when everyone's done a brilliant job, you stand up, you give a rousing applause, and you don't stop.
I can see that even remembering it, you just get pleasure from it.
Oh, I love it. I just love it.
Jennifer Paulson-Lee is the choreographer and associate director of Tim and Scrooge, one of many shows that are scheduled for the New York theater season just getting underway. Let's hope that everyone, in theater jargon, breaks a leg, meaning, of course, we hope that they don't. For Wordmaster, I'm Adam Phillips in New York.
What makes life worth living?